what's your stock pick this evening?
Yeah, so we're sad about the gold price still. So I'm picking Anglo Gold. You have to make sure that you're happy with holding a gold share. So you got to first of all tick that box. We think the gold price has only just recently made a new high, and we think goes higher from here. Anglo Gold's trading it's still probably 25% below if you price in the current gold price. And we think that Kelvin Dishnessy's done a good job of paying down the debt on the balance sheet, starting to concentrate now on life of mine. They've got a 9-year life of mine, but they're going to start more exploration drilling, which will extend the life of mine to probably 12 years. And then you've always got the kind of blue sky of a takeout of Anglo Gold when they move their listing to the London Exchange, which will probably...
Okay, well, that share price up 4% today, second best performer on the top 40 index. Your stock pick this evening, Rikus?
We started off with talking about yields, and Mark quite correctly said, well, you can also look at the equity market, and part of that is Coronation, who's an asset manager, and whose dividend, I think, they've got a dividend policy where they pay out X amount of earnings. I don't think there's going to be a huge drawdown on assets under management. So in that respect, your dividend is pretty safe. It has fallen in line with the market, I would say. But at the moment, if you're looking for yield, and I don't think there's a heck of a lot of downside as far as the share price is concerned, then yeah. It's defensive, it's asset management, and you're getting a pretty good and pretty safe yield.
Let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined us this evening. Of course, Mark du Toit is with Oyster Catcher Investments and Rikus Reerdes from PSG Wealth Santander. Just a note, Rafael, where we will get to your question tomorrow when our guests can do your questions a little bit more justice, and that on CVS Health and AbbVie as well. We're back tomorrow to take more of those questions. Have a good evening for now.